I know many of you have been here before, and if you're new on the call today, this is a gathering that's been happening for about 6 months now, I think, and it's our intention to keep doing this on the first Friday of every month at the same time, same phone number, so that makes it a lot easier for us to just remember when we're going to get together. And it's our opportunity to come together as a group to facilitate some major shifts and healing for the water of this planet. There's been a lot of calls from the whales and the dolphins and from all kinds of sources telling us that the water really needs our help. And so it's great if we can spend even just 5 minutes a day focusing love and healing energy on the waters of the planet, but this is it's always more powerful when you come together as a group. So I hope that these Friday meditations and gatherings are helping us all to kind of stay motivated and juiced up about working on the water. So Frederic Picard, my special ambassador dolphin friend from France, was going to lead this call today, but she ended up extending the trip she's on in Patagonia. So poor thing, she's stuck with right whales. So she sent me some pictures that were pretty cool. I have never gotten to spend any time with right whales, and they are the most endangered of all the whales and dolphins. So I'm so happy that she got to go down there and spend some time with them. So I'm hoping she's going to lead this call next month, and that maybe she'll bring in some energy from those right whales. So what I want to do today, I want to talk just a minute here about the fact that we're all connected through energy, and that everything we do does affect everything else. And water is a great conductor of energy, and as Dr. Emoto proved, we can affect water and other matter through our words and our intentions. And he did many experiments with water where he put words on a jar of water. Sometimes he would put hate or anger, and then in other containers he would put love or peace. And then when that water was frozen and he looked at the crystal formations, he found that the water that had positive loving words formed gorgeous crystals, and that the more negative words created really distorted and misshapen crystals. So he also worked with dirty water. And when that was sent loving thoughts and words, that water was changed, and the crystals that formed were really beautiful. So through his work, we got some really tangible scientific proof that what we say and think affects matter. So sending loving thoughts and words into water actually changes its physical structure. So it's really important to remember this when we speak to our bodies and to each other, since we're all mostly water as well. So using those loving, kind words really does make a difference. So I know some of you on these calls like to hold a water of container of water to charge that later you go pour into a natural body of water. So you can also place words on the outside or just hold that water and send those intentions into it. And when you do that, also instill the intention that as you place that water into the natural body of water, that vibration will spread across the planet and change all the water that it touches. Today, we're going to be working with the ancient Hawaiian healing method called Ho'oponopono. It's a method of healing or clearing or cleansing that starts with the premise that we're all 100% responsible for everything that comes across our path. And that healing, that place in us that helped create that issue is the place to start with changing whatever it is in front of you. So it's another way of looking at how we are all connected or interconnected. No one thing is separate. So we have this planet with water that's dirty, full of pollution and radiation. It's warming up too much. It's getting less and less healthy. And at some level, we are all responsible for that. And because it has come to our attention, that means we're able to do something about it by using this very simple Ho'oponopono method. So whatever appears in your life, no matter how it got there, is up for healing simply because it's now on your radar. So when you do Ho'oponopono, you neutralize the energy around an issue, or you actually transmute the issue. So I would like for us to do this all together, and the process is really simple. You just repeat four phrases. Those phrases are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. Okay? So when you're saying these phrases, you're thinking about or remembering the issue, and in this case, it would be water. So you can focus on a particular body of water or the ocean or all water on the planet, whatever calls to you. And as we're speaking to the divine, whatever that is for you, and you're also speaking to yourself for whatever part of this issue you're responsible for. So, you know, we'll also be, of course, holding the intention of just healing and cleaning the water. So what I'm going to do is lead you into a very short guided meditation, and then we'll all say these phrases again and again together. And I've never tried this with a group, so it's going to be interesting to see how it works. If it works to have us all together on the line, we'll do it that way, if we can all just kind of say it together. If there's too much interference, I'll just go ahead and mute the line, and you can just keep saying it out loud alone, but knowing that we're all connected together doing this, because that really makes anything more powerful. So does anybody have any questions about this process? Okay. Yeah, it's really simple. It's a beautiful process I've used many times for lots of different situations. So if you have that container of water, just go ahead and hold it in your hands. And now close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. And keep breathing. And feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. We are all here together, going to a very deep place of healing. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful body of water. Might be a lake, or a rocky shoreline, or a sandy beach. Whatever comes to you is fine. This is your beach. The rocks or the sand under your feet are wet and cool, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers or trees, and you know that all is right with the world.
Hello.
You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. Take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to the water, you notice that the water is shimmering. This body of water is alive. It is the lifeblood of our planet and of ourselves. It is our mother, and it needs our help. Focus on the water as you open your heart and allow your love to flow out to the water, and say with me, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Please forgive me. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
I love you. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. I love you.
Thank you. Now do it silently for a few minutes, just on your own.
Now let's all say it together again, one last time. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. So keeping your eyes closed, just feel the energy that we've created. And feel that clean space that now exists within yourself. And notice how sparkly that water in front of you is. And maybe there's a glow that's now emanating from it. Just feel the deep peace of this moment. And whenever you want, you can keep that mantra going underneath anything you're doing day in, day out. Remembering the ocean, remembering the water, or any issues that are up for you in your life. Silently repeating to yourself, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. So now you can return your awareness back to whatever space you're in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if anybody has anything they'd like to share, I'd love to hear it. I'm sorry, did someone say something?
Yes, this is Crystal in Olympia.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. I was lucky enough to have my body of water right here, and it's my 72-gallon fish tank.
Wow.
And I have this beautiful 15 or 16 different African cichlids all swimming around, and they were delighted with this activity.
I was going to say, I bet they're very happy fish.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I opened my eyes, they were all just clustered around my hands and just looking at me.
That's beautiful.
So I just asked them to share this with all of their kindred all over the planet, and they felt very empowered. They were all delighted, and they said, let's do this. This is a project.
Oh, beautiful, Crystal. Thank you. That's gorgeous.
It was lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Biba over on Orcas.
Hi, Biba. Yes,
and,
on Orcas.
Yeah. I got very tearful, and it's like the water of tears were flowing while we did this.
Yeah.
And it seems so right. And I was in front of Mountain Lake on Mount Constitution, which is one of my favorite bodies of water.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Thank you so much. It was a beautiful experience. And
you're
I feel
welcome.
It was really healing for my own water in my body, too, to be saying that.
Right, right.
So, and I held the water right by my heart and kind of talked into it. So
yeah.
A great experience.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's a great way to do it. I love holding water up to my heart, or like if I'm talking to a tree, I like holding it against my heart. You know, it's like there's so much communication that goes back and forth that way.
Yeah, I could really feel that.
Oh, good.
And I lived on the Big Island, and I also studied Ho'oponopono. So that's very close to my heart, too, that we did this.
Oh, good. Well, there's a reminder that we need to do it more.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Chris Adkins in Seattle.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I missed the introduction. I was on the phone for the introductions, but I got interrupted. But I wanted to thank you for sharing Orcas Island, because White Beach Bay was the water that I was thinking about in my mind up on Orcas,
yeah.
One of my most favorite places in the world. So I really appreciate this meditation. For me, it's about being connected with those places that I love, but it's also being connected with all the places that they're connected with.
Right.
And it's very empowering.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're all connected, you know.
Every
being, everything, every cell and atom on this planet is connected, and I really believe we can affect change just by changing ourselves and changing what happens to be right in front of us. Great. Well, thank you all so much for being here, and I hope to hear you on the line in January, and in the meantime, keep sending that love to the water, seeing it clean and clear, and doing anything you can to help facilitate this shift on the planet.
Thank you for what you do, Mary.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
Hey, and happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. To you too.
All right. Take care, Mary.
Blessings.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.